Windows Forms developers rejoice. There are a million and one changes coming to Windows Forms on .NET Core. Some of them already there. It's improvements to performance and accessibility, and even brand new controls. You'll want to check this out on .NET. Hello and welcome to another episode of On.NET. Today I have some members of the Windows Forms team who have been working on some incredible improvements that they would like to share with you. I've got Mary and Igor with me. Mary, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hi, I'm Mary McGaw. I'm the lead for the WinForms team. So I help manage the features that we do and help kind of keep the work going. But I've been the dev lead for WinForms for several years now as we've gone open source and been making those changes.
Lots of incredible changes that we'll get to in a minute. Let's say hello to Igor.
Hi, my name's Igor. I'm an engineer on the team, and I look after the Windows Forms runtime.
So Windows Forms is a technology that has been around for quite some time, right? I can trace it back to the early days of my career, but it's not, I guess, what we would consider a legacy technology, right? It's alive and well in .NET Core and lots of improvements coming to it.
Absolutely. We've been spending quite a bit of time making WinForms open source and then working with the community to create awesome new features and fixing of old issues and doing some of the stuff that Igor and I are going to talk about throughout today.
So it sounds like for those of you listening to this who are Windows Forms developers on .NET Framework, what are some of the compelling reasons to move to .NET Core?
I can take that. The big reasons to move to .NET Core are some of the improvements. I mean, just the fact that we're making improvements, because .NET Framework has kind of reached a completion level, and there's still stuff people want. And so if you want the improved performance, improved security, improved accessibility, you're going to find that in .NET 5 and beyond.
So tell us about the performance improvements that are coming to Windows Forms.
All right. I suppose I'll be talking about these. So to start with, I'll just run a little application, which we have to just showcase the point. I have three little applications here, which is exactly same source code, but I'm just running it against three different frameworks. One is against .NET Framework 4.8. One is against .NET Core 3.1. And the other one is .NET 5. So these little apps will help us see the difference in performance improvements we've had between .NET Framework and .NET Core. And with .NET 5. So as we were open sourcing the Windows Forms and moving to .NET Core, we didn't have much time and opportunity to make any significant changes and improvements. And majority of the changes you see in WinForms on .NET Core is predominantly due to the changes and optimizations in .NET runtime. So let's say I run a data grid application, which we just doing refreshes and redraws, nothing else. And you see I've done 50 redraws of that form, and each redraw took almost 182 kilobytes of memory for each redraw. If I run the same application on .NET Core and do the same 40 iterations, you'll see that the memory of 50 iterations, you see that it's slightly more optimal. So we using only 173 kilobytes of memory per redraw. And that's primarily due to the changes in .NET runtime. It made a few optimization there. But if we run the same sample on .NET 5, you will see that we're significantly more optimal. We only Wow. Consuming 57 kilobytes of memory per read-write. So that's almost like three times.
That would fit inside a Commodore 64. Oh, wait, no, that's, yeah, it would.
So let's run another example where we have a form which has quite a few controls, maybe not as many controls as a typical line of business application will see, but still quite a few controls. And you see that we've done 400 iterations, and we consume 100 kilobytes of memory per redraw on .NET Framework. If we run the same on .NET Core, you can maybe see the flickering. That's where we, you know, doing the redraws and all the heavy lifting. And we're doing about 22% sort of better, like at 78 kilobytes. And if we run the same on .NET 5, let's see what we get. We're only doing 18 kilobytes. Mm-hmm. So, like, you may ask, like, well, how could we get, you know, such a dramatic improvement? So Windows Forms is a managed wrapper over Windows 32 and Windows API primarily. And we have a lot of interop calls and interop operations. And one of the things we've been doing since .NET Core days is optimizing our interops. We made them sort of bleedable, so we don't create unnecessarily allocate memory, we don't unnecessarily marshal objects back and forth between native and unmanaged memory. And by doing that, like some of these improvements in .NET Core like are due to the work we've done. Obviously, there's a small nuance work, but it still counts. In .NET 5, we were able to take it further, and most of the Windows Forms drawing operations based on GDI Plus, which is easy to deal with than the original GDI engine, but GDI Plus is slower. And like part of the optimizations we've done in .NET 5, we basically looked at the drawing code and looked where we could use GDI as opposed to GDI Plus. And by doing so, we were able to achieve these significant improvements. We also have optimized the text renderer API, which I use to just draw text. So like here, we just have an empty form and we're just drawing text with 10,000 iterations, and it takes about 3 kilobytes per iteration. In .NET 5, we optimized this to use the GDI, as well as we optimized our API to use new features from .NET 5, such as spans. So by using spans, you can see it's actually much faster. Mm-hmm. Now we're consuming only 0.3 kilobytes of memory. So our users, by choosing to use the new text render APIs in the applications in .NET 5, they can achieve significant improvements. And like I've run that sort of the sample previously, you can see like the figures, you can see that we have a significant improvement across the board between .NET Framework to all the way to .NET 5.
So that's amazing. And most of these changes you get just by migrating, right? I know some
absolutely
of them have to opt into to new controls, but most of them are the framework itself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So like ultimately you can migrate your application and you should see significant improvements in terms of less memory consumed. Less memory meaning less garbage collection operation happening, meaning your application is faster and snappier. And then you can look at optimizing, say, text rendering operations if you do them, and you can get further performance improvements.
Nice.
So performance optimization is not the only thing we've done in .NET 5, obviously. We've done some accessibility improvements, and Mary will talk about these.
The industry we're learning is really starting to focus on accessibility, and we've been trying to get desktop applications to start adhering to some standards, some international standards, when it comes to making sure that applications can work with accessible technologies, such as Narrator, Magnifier, and millions of other possibilities. So in .NET 5, one of the big changes that we did was we started adding more UIA patterns. So basically, WinForms, as we all know, started quite a while ago, 20 some odd years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was built on the accessible technologies that were available 20 some odd years ago. And we hadn't done much to try to improve it. Windows has some ways of trying to make the best out of these two incompatible systems. But what we have been doing is making all of our controls more compatible with the modern technologies. And one example, which we can show on the video, of something that you cannot get in .NET Framework, but you will be able to get in .NET 5, is as simple as Narrator being able to go letter by letter by letter. Before, in .NET Framework, you would literally see that and only that. And you might have heard text box one starting in the background. Now we get quite a few new capabilities.
Text box. End of line. Space. A. D.
So you can add text and every individual letter is read out via Narrator.
L. Space. T. E. X. T.
Another cool thing that Narrator, or that we're allowed to do now, is select text with Narrator or with accessible technologies.
Domain up down. End of line.
Which I don't think we need to see all of these. But what we're doing is we're allowing developers to create applications in the enterprise that are working for their individuals or their employees that have various disabilities and need to use various accessible technologies. In .NET 6, we're going to go even further. We're going to make sure that every required UIA pattern is supported on every control, and really enable WinForms apps to be used by anybody who needs to use assistive technology and manipulate the content.
So do I have to do something special to make these accessibility options available once I migrate my application, or are these again out of the box changes?
These will be out of the box changes in .NET 5, so you're able to literally, if you deploy the .NET 5 application, the Narrator users in your organization or JAWS or NVDA, they'll be able to take advantage and leverage these new benefits. Again, no additional work, and it helps organizations, especially some government groups and that sort of thing, adhere to local disability laws, which to me is super important to make apps available to everybody. And then from a legal perspective, it's always good for companies to be able to ensure the accessibility of their apps.
So we've touched on performance, we've touched on accessibility, and pretty much changes out of the box. Are there any other highlights that we'd like to jump into?
Oh, Igor's got a good example for you. We're actually adding new things in .NET 5, the first new actual controls and features in .NET 5 have been added in .NET 5 from, 2005. Now we're actually adding new controls. So Igor's got an awesome demo for that.
Very cool. Let's check it out.
All right, we're up and running. So I'm going to show you task dialog, which old-time Windows users may certainly be familiar with, but it's something we've missed in Windows Forms. Just worth noting that Visual Basic is fully supported in .NET 5 as well. So I'll be running actually Visual Basic .NET sample, showing you the task dialog, the new cool feature. So traditionally, what you had in Windows Forms, it was just a message box where you could have a heading, some text, and some buttons, pretty boring stuff. But this is a task dialog. So what task dialog gives you is where now you can have a text which sort of stands out, and you can have you can draw more attention of the user to your question, and have additional text. And it also gives you additional cool features such as, like, you know, having a checkbox. So that's a cool thing. Again, in the original message box, you only had the predefined buttons, so you couldn't have your custom buttons. Task Dialog allows you to have your custom buttons, so you can have custom text if you desire. It also has sort of a different presentation for buttons. These are called command links. So you can have, you know, a cool design like this as your sort of message box. You can also have it, you know, to have cool functionality and have it auto-close and have the progress bar of that kind of cool nature. You also can build, you know, multi-page dialogues. Again, a word of caution, like, Task Dialog is not meant to replace, like, wizard-based applications. It's still a message box. It's just a quick interaction with the user, like, to get a confirmation and such. But sometimes you may want to have it. It allows you to have multi-page interactions. So you see that Prince the button is disabled, right? And it can be controlled from your checkbox, right? You can have sort of collapsible portions of, you know, your task dialog. You can have progress bars. You can have additional interactive elements in it. And certainly you can have presentation like that. You can also have do things such as, you know, UI prompts and stuff. So all of that can be done with a task dialog, which can allow you to make a sort of rich interaction with the user, and certainly something users are used to in Windows. So that's task dialog. We also had cool things we've done in list view. So again, traditionally, like, everyone is familiar with list view. You see it everywhere in Windows Explorer, for instance. And list view has received a lot of uplift in Vista timeframe. But in .NET Framework, in Windows Forms toolbox, we couldn't take these changes. Until now, in .NET 5, we made our list view is, like, to have all the, you know, bells and whistles the Windows list view has. For instance, now it's easy to make it collapsible. Previously, you would have to jump through hoops and write your own interop code to do that. Now these features, you know, come out of the box with .NET 5. We added the sort of icons for each header. Again, something you can have. You can have subtitles for your headers, and you can have your footers. So you can see, like, and the footer can be, you know, left, center, or, you know, right aligned if that's necessary. And we added the task links, things like that. So, and then again, you can have your events fired to them. So that's probably it.
Very good. So it looks like we've got a ton of changes to take advantage of. If I was a WinForms developer, I haven't written WinForms code in several years now, but I would definitely want to be migrating over to .NET Core and take advantage of those new features. Thank you for joining us and for the awesome demos and information. And we look forward to seeing what people will build with Windows Forms on .NET Core.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.